Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, you walk outside, do they really need to tell you? There's a heat advisory in effect? No, I don't think so. I mean, we can feel it. But, yeah, officially, a heat advisory is in effect. And I mean, that's serious stuff. I mean, you can die. And it's hot over much of the country. At the opening of the show just last hour, I was talking about how this intense heat in New York and the Northeast, it's more intense there than it is here. Just because they don't have the kind of air conditioning there that we have here. And, you know, I remember when I was in Philadelphia, and it got really hot in Philadelphia. It seemed like it's hotter there than here because just really the AC is not as big there as it is here. I guess the units are not always as big in every store. But, you know, the AC here is really, really good. We've got great AC here. All right, a lot to talk about this afternoon. We've been talking about the Charlie Foxtrot involving the leaked information that has come out from U.S. Intel. Somebody leaked the information to CNN and the New York Times, and Donald Trump is saying it's fake news, and we know it's not fake news. It's just a reporting of the news, and the media is not at fault here. The media is reporting what information it is getting, and the president continues to insist, contrary to U.S. intel, that the U.S. bombing over the weekend of those sites in Iran totally obliterated their nuclear program, and yet our intel says maybe that wasn't the case, and so there needs to be a further investigation. But as I said last hour, I don't think that is demeaning to the pilots or demeaning to the president. It just simply means that at first glance, it seemed like those bombs did exactly what they were supposed to do, but maybe they didn't quite go as deep. Maybe they didn't do everything they were supposed to do. And as I said, that's not the fault of the pilots, because the pilots didn't make the bombs. They delivered the bombs and did it precisely. So none of this is demeaning to our pilots. All right. Ohio lawmakers are not happy with the state because the voters of the state voted for an amendment making abortion legal. The lawmakers want to override the voters with a new law. So what happened to the voice of the people? Now, I realize that the people don't make every decision because we don't live in a true democracy. It's not majority rule. Because if there had been majority rule, say in the 40s and 50s and into the 60s, would the civil rights movement have ever become law? I mean, if it were up to the voters, there was a time in this country when voters might have voted to keep slavery in the South. So, you know, the voters, the majority rule doesn't matter if the rights of individuals are infringed upon. So I just, I understand that the voice of the people is not always the final word because we live in a constitutional republic or a republic, a democratic republic, a couple of different ways to describe it. But it's not a true democracy. However, I'm a little uncomfortable with this idea because this is the mission of the Trump administration. to ban abortion everywhere. And they make it sound like, oh, we're just leaving it up to the states. That's BS. They want to ban it everywhere. And so I'm bothered, as an American citizen, by the idea that the voters, they put this amendment on the ballot, and it passed. And it just gives the rights of individuals in the state of Ohio to maintain control over their health when it comes to pregnancies. They have control over their reproductive medical treatment. And so the Republicans in the Ohio legislature are not happy with that. And so they want to circumvent the voice of the people. They want to circumvent the vote and pass a law. Just be aware of the idea that this is part of a national plan. The national plan is to ban abortion nationally. And they say they're going to leave it up to the states, but what they're going to do is if the citizens of the state vote to have legal abortion, they're going to come back and try and find a way to circumvent that. So this is the mission, one of the many missions of the Trump administration. And I don't like it. And by the way, you know, you can agree with me on a lot of things concerning President Trump and still be a Republican. You can agree with me on a lot of things concerning President Trump and still be a diehard conservative. In fact, many of you who disagree with me on Donald Trump really are maybe true Republicans and true conservatives. Because a lot of people who are diehard Trump supporters are not true conservatives or true Republicans. But if you want to share your thoughts on this issue, I'd like to hear from you. If you are, I mean, you know, I don't think we ever change anybody's minds when it comes to abortion. I think people are locked into a position and they're not going to change. Excuse me. So how do you feel about the legislature wanting to just totally ignore the voice of the people and come up with a law that would make abortion illegal and criminalize the procedure in the state of Ohio, even though the voters went to the polls and they approved the Ohio Prenatal Equal Protection Act? No, actually, no, wait a minute. That's what they want to use to overturn. That's the bill that they want to use to overturn the rights that people are given in Ohio to have control over their reproductive health. So this Republican bill that's being introduced is the Ohio Prenatal Equal Protection Act, and it would overturn the amendment to the Ohio Constitution passed just 2 years ago in 2023 that establishes an individual's right to one's own reproductive medical treatment, including but not limited to abortion before viability. I don't like the idea that the people voted and the legislature wants to change this. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke, our senior producer, was in a weekly meeting at 1 o'clock. He is back joining the show. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. You miss me?
Yeah, I missed you a lot. Yeah, you were in that meeting, right?
Yeah, I was in the meeting. Yeah,
that's right. I always look. I hate to say that I miss you because I don't want Coleman to think that we don't love him because Coleman does a great job. But yes, I miss you when you're not here because you're here all the time.
I'm here all the time, even when I'm not here.
You're here
in spirit. I'm here.
Oh yeah, you're here. Even when you're not here, I get texts from you.
Yeah.
So you're here even if you're not here.
Good. 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 What an interesting time to be alive and kind of parse out, like, you know, the Defense Intelligence Agency says one thing. Somebody leaks that to CNN and the New York Times. They say, hey, the DIA said this thing. And then Trump and Hegseth come out and say, that's fake news. But also, we're not denying that that's what the report said. Like, I think I've got that right.
I know. And I think they're trying to confuse the people.
Oh, yeah.
Who they already think are stupid.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to confuse people because, as I said, you know, toward the end, they're trying to kind of go, well, I don't know, you know, maybe it's a preliminary report and we need. So, look, I as I said last hour, Ian, it seems very simple for Trump to have handled this a different way by simply saying, yes, I believe we obliterated everything when we bombed. Now we're getting intel from our intel, which is incredible. We're getting information from our intel sources that maybe we didn't accomplish that goal. So if we didn't and we have to do it again, we will do it again, as opposed to doubling down on the lie, which I posted this on my Substack account. You know, it seems like President Trump has turned doubling down on a lie into a spectator sport. I mean, it was fun to watch him try to, he got so angry, and just to try to watch him wiggle his way out of it, and he just goes back. It doesn't matter what people say, he just says, we obliterated it. Well, Mr. President, how do you feel about, we obliterated it. Well, how do you feel about the big, beautiful bill? We obliterated it. You know, I mean, how do you feel about your wife? I obliterated her. No, he just goes back to the same thing. We obliterated it. And the idea that is fake news, I don't know what we have to do to convince people that whenever Donald Trump says fake news, it's always news that is true that he simply disagrees with.
Mm-hmm. Or if we're being extremely generous, it could be that the way a story is characterized in, you know, what people might call the legacy media, the mainstream media, the liberal media, there are occasions where there are stories that are characterized in those spaces that don't tell the whole story. But we usually find that out pretty quickly. Like, those things don't last long, because then other voices in the media will correctly point to that and say, oh, well, there's new information that came out that makes what you just said, you know, not quite true anymore. But that's very different from, we know this is a lie, we know it's inaccurate, but these are the lies that our audience demand that we tell them to make them feel good. So here it is.
Yeah, and also when Israel comes out with this intel report that they did obliterate it, it's like, Trump was on the phone with Bibi saying, listen, you need to release a report. You need to have my back on this. Release a report saying that we obliterated it. Man, he was dictating to Israel what they should do, and apparently they did it.
I have no reason otherwise to cast great doubt on what, you know, Israeli, what are that, Mossad, whatever they find out. But in this particular instance, it seems a little bit too convenient for Bibi to say, we've got to be on the same page with President Trump.
Yeah.
We must. And if that means lying to our own people and lying to the rest of the world, we are absolutely going to do that. Because what we cannot have is what happened last week when Trump told Bibi, you better not bomb Iran. And then he did. And then he got chewed out. Everybody, left, right, and center, all across the media, reported that, you know, there was this phone call between Bibi and Trump where Trump really took this guy to the woodshed. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's bad for him. If Trump and Bibi are out of sync, even in the slightest way, that really hurts Bibi. That hurts the war effort.
Yeah.
That also hurts his political capital at home in Israel.
Yeah, it does. And the report is that when Trump was watching Fox News, and Fox News is talking about the military genius of the Israeli bombing of Iran, Trump wanted to be part of that because he wanted to be called a genius. So that's when he apparently decided that we were going to bomb Iran, even though the thought might have been there for a while. But that's when he decided, apparently, he was going to do it.
There's one other thing that I don't know that we're talking enough about this. And I don't mean you and I just mean the kind of media and the nation generally. What is the motivation for the person at the Pentagon to leak this information? Why would you do that? I mean, really, you know, put your thinking cap on and put yourself in the shoes of a senior defense intelligence agent at the Defense Intelligence Agency. Why would you leak that information to the media? The answer is that you are concerned that your bosses are not going to tell the truth about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I mean,
you do not trust Secretary Keg's breath. You do not trust President Trump to accurately relay to the American people your agency did. That is why you leaked that preliminary report.
And there are people who work in government who are very dedicated to what they do. They're proud of what they do. They're dedicated to serving the American people because they work in government. And there are people close to Trump who release information to Maggie Haberman in particular. And when she says something, she's very accurate. She's with CNN and the New York Times. There are people working for Trump and working in the administration or working at the Pentagon who don't like him because they don't trust him. And their obligation to the American people supersedes their obligation to their own boss. And they're taking a chance by releasing this information, but they want the information out there because they don't want the president to get away with lying to the American people. It's really that simple. So we have every reason to believe that the information that was leaked is credible. I mean, there was nothing about this other than it was just leaked. It wasn't doctored for the leak. It was information that was leaked. And it's realistic to think that maybe the bombs didn't go deep enough. Maybe they didn't do exactly what they were supposed to do. And that, I mean, that is possible. But for President Trump to continue to double down on, no, we obliterated everything, that doesn't serve the people. That doesn't serve this process. Because what if the information from Intel is accurate? What if they're accurate? And what if in a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, Iran has a nuke? If we didn't assess the information properly, do you realize how dangerous that is? If the Intel information is accurate and we didn't obliterate it, and in 6 months they have a nuke, what is President Trump going to say then? I mean, how is he going to spin that? The reality of them having a nuke, if we didn't obliterate the program, is going to come right to his face. And how's he gonna deal with that? So, you know, I think there needs to be some serious consideration given to the information that came from our intel. And we've got really great intel. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and this is the day in 2009 that Michael Jackson passed away. Here's a song that was not a Michael Jackson original, but Remember the Time is kind of appropriate that we play to remember Michael Jackson on this, the day that he passed away. He was a musical and dancing genius. We'll be right back on WWE.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I'm Scoot. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to David, who's in Hammond. Hey, David, welcome to our show.
How you doing, sir? In what you were just talking about with the abortion, I've read so much that I've almost got to a point where, depending on what article you read, it's more confusing than the next on how this lays out. At one point in time, I thought Trump was genius as far as putting the abortion laws to each state to vote on. Therefore, you, the people of the state, vote on what you want your state to either agree upon with or without having abortion. But now, if I'm understanding correctly, you're saying even though if the state, hypothetically Louisiana, votes to legalize abortion, that we could still now at a national level come in and overrule that decision?
Well, it's not on the national level. It's still on the level of the Ohio legislature. But this is what happened in Ohio. In 2023, the voters voted on an amendment that gave individuals the right to their reproductive medical treatment, including abortion up to viability. And so the Republican lawmakers are not happy with that. So they've introduced a bill that would overturn the amendment to the Constitution that was passed by the people. So, yes, the scenario that you talk about is exactly true. It's happening in Ohio right now.
So that's I don't know. That's why I guess I'm double sided on me. I thought it was genius that he put this, I'm not going to say monkey on the back, but he put it into each state to make their own educated decision on what their state should do. And now we didn't like your vote, so we're going to change it.
Right, exactly. So they say they're turning it over to the states with the belief that either the states are going to ban abortion through a vote, or the legislature is going to ban abortion in the state. So they really are not, they're really not leaving it up to the states, because they don't care what the states are doing, what the voters in the states are doing. They just care about what they want the end product to be, which is abortion illegal everywhere around the country.
Right. Okay, so that's what I understood you saying, and I just it doesn't register, meaning that doesn't make sense on the way it was set up and how it was formulated, because this was actually, I hate to say, an argument, because I did vote for Trump, but my wife was not up for Trump because of the abortion, and that was some things that we talked about and discussed to try to me explain that, you know, how he was trying to, each state would be in control of. But now, as I'm learning more, it just doesn't seem like it's playing out that way.
No, I don't think it is. David, I appreciate the call. Glad you're listening. And listen, nobody should ever apologize to me for voting for Trump. I mean, if you feel guilty about it because of what's happening, that's okay. But you don't have to apologize to me. I understand why a lot of people voted for him. But that doesn't stop me from being honest about the things that are in the news that he brings to the news that we have to talk about on our show. Bob's in Covington. Hey, Bob, welcome to WWL.
Yes, Scoop, you were wondering what will Donald Trump say if nothing was destroyed there? Don't you realize he'll come up with some lie that it isn't his fault, that everything was screwed up because of somebody else? And that's the story of Donald Trump. What I don't understand is how people can trust somebody who lies like Donald Trump lies. I mean, every other word out of his mouth is a lie. And my relatives, my kids, they voted for Donald Trump and they still support him. But what they do, they have their heads so damn far down in the mud that they can't see and don't want to see the truth. And that's what I feel.
Bob, do you feel like they made a decision to support Donald Trump and they don't want to admit that they might have been wrong in their overall belief in Donald Trump? They don't want to admit they were wrong.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, I mean, to support somebody like Donald Trump.
Why is it so hard for people to admit they made a mistake? Everybody makes mistakes. You know, and it's, in fact, I would say it's not even their fault, because Donald Trump told them certain things during the campaign, and he hasn't lived up to those things after the campaign. And those were lies during the campaign, but they didn't see them as lies, so they voted for him. And now that he's president, he's proving that so much of what he said during the campaign was a lie.
Right. And you know what's really something is, I told my relatives and my children, really, first of all, Donald Trump is not a good person. That's the first thing right there that sets him apart from any, from where I think anybody can support him. And it just doesn't make sense.
Well, it takes a certain type.
I can't even talk to him about Donald Trump. They don't want to hear him.
I understand, because I think, you know, Bob, also people are so, that politics are so personal to so many people now, that to admit that they're wrong is to admit that they feel like they have a flaw if they're wrong about this. And so they don't want to lose self-esteem. They don't want to believe that they have this flaw because they weren't correct. Bob, I appreciate the call. And listen, man, I understand. I mean, I get it. You're not alone. There are a lot of people who can't talk to relatives about politics.
I would just add on to what you just said, that, you know, for the very specific sort of category of people that we're talking about, for whom it is so difficult to admit that they are wrong about something, or that they may have been mistaken, or they have been misled, I bet that those people would be able to admit that they were wrong in an argument with their spouse or with their neighbors or somebody at their church. But if the person that you're in an argument with is a liberal, is a Democrat, this boogeyman, liberal, Democrat, Marxist, communist, baby killer, whatever you want to call it, for 40 years, millions of Americans have been, their heads have been filled up with that. So to the point, it's coming out their eyes, it's coming out of their ears. The worst thing that you could possibly do is look stupid in front of the libs. That's a fate worse than death. So they can never admit that they were wrong about something like that, because they've been taught, they've been instructed to believe that their opponent in this debate is Satan.
Yeah. Well, they allowed themselves to be brainwashed into thinking those things. And I think this is a good point. And people identify themselves by their politics. And that's why this is called a cult. And there are so many aspects of MAGA that is cult-like. And if you define yourself by your politics, then you find it difficult to admit that you were wrong, because you're then admitting to yourself that you were wrong, and that your everything that you believe is wrong, and that's going to cause people to lose self-esteem. But on this show, you know, we accept people who are starting to change their opinions and see the truth about Donald Trump, and we're not, you know, bashing anybody or making fun of anybody. We look at it as enlightenment.
I have never been so enthralled to a politician that I had their bumper stickers on my car, and I had their flag in front of my house, and I wore their t-shirts, and I went to the rallies, and I wore the hats, and I had the stickers and the buttons and the flags and everything else. But having done all that work, I can imagine the guts that it would take to then take all that stuff down and realize, oh man, not only did I believe this, but I made sure that every single person that I encountered knew the way I felt about it. How can you come back from that?
Well, that's the other thing, is that they have gone to so much trouble to convince other people to believe what they believe. Yes. But I think we should just tell everybody that, I mean, even if you continue to love him, you are not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not you. You are an individual. You vote for Donald Trump. You like Donald Trump. But you are not Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is not you. Be an independent person. Be an independent thinker. And if you haven't realized that you have been trapped in the conservative media echo chamber, then start to think about where you get your information and where you learn things that you hold so close to you that it really becomes part of you. And this mandate from MAGA is so personal that, again, people define themselves by their politics. And to admit that you weren't totally accurate with that belief is going to be difficult for a lot of people to come to terms with.
Did you see American History X?
Yes.
Edward Norton back in the day.
Yep, I did. Great movie.
Good film. So if people haven't seen it and they don't know, just briefly, it's got Edward Norton in it, and he is a neo-Nazi who murders a young black man who's trying to steal his truck. He is sent to prison where he is put on work duty with another black man. And he creates a friendship with him. And through this friendship, he realizes the error of the neo-Nazi ways. He is at point concerned that the other neo-Nazis in the jail are going to murder him. And the people that defend him from that. I think I might begin this a little bit. Anyway, he makes friends with the black guy. All the black people don't want to murder him. He survives jail. He thinks he's going to be murdered in jail. Then he gets out, gets back to his family, realize how much his...
Yep.
deeply entrenched belief system has hurt him and hurt his family. It's hurt their future. Their liberty has been taken from them because of his attachment to this very specific belief system. And then there's the scene at the end where they rip down all the Nazi posters and they get rid of all their Nazi stuff. I mean, that's some heavy duty emotional lifting.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody's suggesting that it's easy to do this.
Right. And his little brother in the movie, his little brother is buying into the Nazi ways, and Stacy Keach, I think, is the actor who plays the guy who's leading him into the Nazi world. And Edward Anthony's characters, you know, just telling him this is the wrong way to go. And think about all the federal employees who were just fired by Trump and his co-president Elon Musk, just fired. And now they're trying to get these people back. It was a mistake to do that. And there are a lot of Trump supporters who have already been hurt by Trump. And some of them can't even bring themselves to admit that. So we continue to tell the truth on our show. Got to get to a break. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Janice is in New Orleans. Hey, Janice, how are you?
How are you doing, Scoot?
I am good.
Well, that's nice. Now, I want to give a shout-out to Miss Julie, if she's listening, And that gentleman the other day you were talking to that was saying all those nice things about me, I just couldn't believe that. That was just so unexpected.
Your actions and what you say, I think, are worthy of people saying those nice things. I mean, you represent. Ian and I were just talking about how difficult it is for anybody to change. And while you haven't changed fundamentally, you have become more aware of some things that you believed automatically that were not necessarily true.
Well, I'll look at it this way. Like I told Ian, and I mean, people, just listen to me for 1 second with an open mind. Okay. Now, I'm going to be honest. I could never, under any circumstances, have gone with Kamala Harris. There's no way. When they had the riots and everything, with George Floyd and all this kind of stuff, she had a bail fund for people to donate to bail these rioters who were setting cars on fire out of jail and stuff. There were a million things that woman stood for that I could never stand for. But on the other hand, I mean, I know two people right now that, you know, it's like you say anything about Trump and they just want to attack you verbally and this kind of thing. I don't hate Trump, but I have an open enough mind to say I don't think that abolishing FEMA, I think that, I'm not sure, Scoot, I can't remember, but I think after Katrina, that trailer I was in was called a FEMA trailer. And I lived in it from February of 06 to August of 08. And I needed it. So I don't think that abolishing FEMA is a good idea. I'm not down with defunding NPR. I'm really not. And when it comes to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric, it's NOAA, they call it, N-O-A-A, the weather thing that alerts people.
Right.
I'm not down with making cuts to that. I just recently saw that making cuts to NPR is going to hurt people here in rural Louisiana. In rural Louisiana, there's like one NPR station that people rely on to get information about pertinent things. And they were saying the harm that could do to the people if that station didn't have the money to withstand, you know, and had to close down.
Janice, you're an example of what I talk about. You know, you can agree with me on some things that are true about Trump and still be a conservative and still be a Republican,
right?
Because all conservatives and all Republicans don't agree with Trump, and you voted for Trump because he was the best choice in the equation. And a lot of people did that. And so, you know, now we're seeing those people.
I voted for John McCain. I mean, there were things I had to do.
I understand.
You know, it doesn't mean I really wanted to do it.
I get it.
But when I looked at the other side, I said, nah, I can't do this.
I get it. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that. And there's nothing wrong.
Sometimes you just have to suck it up and do what you have to do.
Yeah.
But no, like I said, I am looking at issues. I am looking at the issues, and this is what I'm judging things on. I'm not 100% down with him. If he walked out in the street and shot somebody, I wouldn't be on his side. I'd tell him, hey, put him in jail. Yeah. I'll give him the death penalty like you do anybody else. You know, I'm looking at issues, people.
Yeah.
And you need to start looking at the issues.
That's right. No, you're exactly right.
Stop clinging to him. Yeah, I want the border closed. There are things that I want, the things that he stands for, that I'm definitely down with. But I do have to say that there are some things that have been happening over the past 6 months that I didn't exactly expect, that's
yep.
all.
And, you know? He surprised a lot of people. Janice, appreciate the call. And look, your conversion into understanding reality and understanding the truth doesn't disqualify you from being a conservative or a Republican. It qualifies you for being a thinking American who is going to judge things based on the issues.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.